Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Comic Syndicate. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy,
Mem the Beaner.
I'm Josiah Sick, Weighted Arabella. You guys can find us on Twitter at...
You can find me at Mem the Beaner.
I'm at the number 4, the villain, Adam.
How you doing, buddy?
How are you? It feels like it's been forever since, man. I've seen you.
I haven't seen you on Twitter. I haven't seen you on fucking Hangout. Where is my co-host? Where's my homie?
Oh my gosh, I needed that day off, dude. So busy, dude. I gave birth to fucking a litter of puppies
last weekend. Jesus. So that story was true, the Rocket.
Yeah, Rocket. The update to the Red Rocket Orgy, guys, is the pup my dad's dog, Roxy, had. The vet told us she was going to have 4 puppies. So literally from fucking 2 to 5 a.m. Friday going into Saturday, it was me fucking, I was doctor. I was Jesus. Up in the mix and everything, dude. Placenta everywhere. Very beautiful. And I ended up knocking out, and then my dad hits me up about 8:30. He's like, she's tossing more out. She's spitting more out.
Jesus.
Like, what? So 3 more, 7 puppies.
7 puppies.
Yeah,
now.
Dude. So.
Does this make you want to have kids?
I love kids.
No,
maybe not anytime soon.
Not
in a rush, homie. Not in a rush.
If you had kids, you'd be in the other room, maybe.
if I were to have kids, I'd actually be a good dad. I'd actually be there, dude.
Nice.
I wouldn't be out at the bar that night. But
I mean, outside the operating room, not the bar.
You know.
But okay.
Yeah, dude. All right. Well, how you been, dude? I missed you, dude. What's
good? Been good, man. Just hanging out, man. This heat's been killing me.
Yeah, last week sucked.
It's been so fucking hot.
Yeah, yeah. It cooled down this weekend, though, so that's good.
Yeah, it's finally, man. It's for a little bit. And, you know, summer's coming, though, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, happy belated May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th.
Yesterday. And happy Cinco de Mayo también.
It's the Revenge of the 5th.
It's Revenge of the 5th. There you go.
Everybody's been tossing that out.
Nice, dude. Okay, well, fuck it.
Let's fucking get right into it, man.
All right, cool. We have a lot of Twitter love, dude, and from episode 38. Okay, let me just read one Twitter love real quick to start off, and then we'll explain.
Okay.
Okay, the first one's going to be is Lapine is me, Mike. He hits us up that night we drop our episode. He's like, did somebody have the day off? And then he plugs the comic syndicate that podbean.com.
Fucking Mike, why you gotta start shit, Mike?
He had hit me up prior a tweet, and he's like, somebody, you know, it sounds like, you know, you guys are recording early. Something must be going on.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, we did it for you, man. We recorded early for you, for East Coasters, so you guys can have, you know, our podcast to listen to.
Okay.
But he was the only one who commented that, yeah, it doesn't sound like So, guys, we didn't try to pull an over on you, but we kind of did.
We kind of did, but then we got called out on it.
Yeah, we did. So... We weren't so smooth, though. I remember dropping, like, fucking... just the wording and phrasing of days and weeks.
It's fucking raining and it's like sunny outside the same day.
Seriously, right? So that was a fun episode, though, dude. So the last filler we did was a review.
Review of Cap.
And a lot of you guys didn't talk shit on us. We appreciate it. But it was not the best episode we've put out either.
Nah, it's all good.
But we needed the day off.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'd do the Captain America review. Which I thought was a good review we did. Because we
went in depth. Anybody talking shit or?
No. Everyone fucking seems to have dug it so far, dude.
All right, everybody keeps it lived in one more day.
Yeah, dude. Actually, I wish we could talk about that Twitter love for that one. But we're going to actually.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit.
We'll go through it real quick, dude. Okay, the next one's going to be from. And this is just. Next two are going to be from people that have been sending me shit on Twitter, which is cool. So this first one's going to be Jackie Munoz 75. She's Jackie Munoz. She's like, who likes our hashtag Superman collection? She sends it to at Cynthia. Chapa 1 at For the Villain at Gonzo Neo at Mem the Beaner. She tweets a picture of I guess her Superman figures that she's collecting.
Oh, nice.
And it was just really cool to see, you know, her Superman. She had a Jim Lee one that was fucking sick. She had a few Bizarros that looked pretty dope that I hadn't seen before.
I love Bizarro, dude.
Yeah, I like Bizarro too, dude. And then the next one's gonna be from at @criminal_busy. They're criminal busy on Twitter. He hits me up or she hits me up. I don't even know if it's a dude or a chick. At For the Villain, check out my latest commission by at Chris Jones Art. It's a picture. He's the artist for Young Justice, dude. He's like, I got at C2E2. And he tweeted, or they tweeted me a picture of some sick-ass Joker commission that they got. And, you know, that our listeners are just sharing with us random things like that. I love, dude. I always retweet those and let them know this is fucking sick. So, way cool. And then the next one's one's going to be from our regular listeners now that we haven't heard from in a while, which is dope.
Okay.
This first one's going to be from at Gajin Dark Sky. He's Gabe on Twitter. Way cool fucking cat. We always shoot the shit. I forget where he's from. Not Oregon, I think. Something like that. At Comic Syndicate 1, at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain. Hey, boys. Playing catch-up from the last few weeks. Always good. Hashtag piss fenders. We respond back, awesome, thanks. It's like, great to have you back. And then he tweets back, dude, this was hilarious. He's like, thanks, dudes, and don't make fun of us 12%ers. And this is from, I guess, the episode 37, which was not the filler episode, or 38, I believe. And he goes, hashtag bent dick. I guess that was the episode where we were talking about taxing and sometimes you...
Nailed the wall. Yeah, corners.
So, I'm not the only one. So yeah. That was hilarious, the game. So funny. Thanks a lot, man. Cool. Very cool, sure cat. Hurts. Next one's going to be at Rightshare 13 Albert Alvarado. He hits us up at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner. Dudes, Iron Man 3 was boring as fuck. Thor 2, I couldn't finish the flick. I like Cap 2 a lot, but Iron Man is the best. And he gets back, that. Iron Man 2 is good too.
You know.
Go for it.
Iron Man is good, but
Iron Man 2
not so good.
3 I liked over 2 by far, but again, to each their own. So I mean, that's his list, I guess.
Cap has more action in my opinion. Oh, and by the way, Albert, fucking your He-Man fucking lost on Nerdness.
He did, dude.
He got his ass,
I swear,
beat.
If fucking Cap would have lost that, I would have fucking gone over to fucking Ohio.
I was getting pissed. I was gonna
knock on their fucking goddamn doors and be like,
I was gonna become a computer hacker and hack into their spot system, and delete everything.
Delete it, I know, right, dude? So we'll get to them. Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that a little more in depth. So thanks, Albert. We always appreciate the love. Next one's going to be from at Piggy Mouth Cheryl. Just for sending me a grip, she's always sending me random things throughout the week, like maybe once a week, two, maybe perhaps a week. Like she just sends me like weird sex facts or what the fuck news articles. And the... one of the what the fuck articles I have today is one she sent me. And
okay.
I'm like, I can't let this one pass this by.
Nice.
So thank you to her. Next one's going to be from at Mr. Johnny H underscore BITW. Johnny's just a cool fucking cat, dude. He tweets us out, heading out to do some math. Then it's at Comic Syndicate 1 and at The Blood Cast back to back. Going to write some positive reviews, too.
He goes to school for math? Or
yeah, I didn't
that
ask
a, him. Is that a new thing?
I assume he was going to school.
I'm gonna go out and have some drinks and do math.
Some math, you know.
I'm just playing,
writing
bro.
Some new equations, dude. He's like, check out at Comic Syndicate 1, Captain America Winter Soldier review. He tweets her link with a picture of Morpheus from The Matrix that reads, "What if I told you that this week's Comic Book Syndicate is fucking awesome?"
Oh, nice.
So it was dope. So Johnny, thank you. When you guys get that creative, we fucking love it, dude. So much appreciated, much love, Johnny. Yeah, we want to stick. I want to start going over like our new, I guess, shout outs.
Okay.
All our new listeners, I want to start shouting them out. So,
sweet.
Unless our old listeners, no offense to you guys, if you guys can come up with something creative as fuck, that's
well, we can cut Albert out.
If it's He-Man talk, we'll definitely cut it out.
Fucking He-Man.
And then the next one's going to be, this one's, okay. Actually, I have a gift for you.
Gift?
Yes, I do. This one's going to be from, homeboy's name is Ed Castillo. He's from Gardena. He listens to our podcast, dude. He says, hey, dude, I heard the last 5 episodes of your show last night at work. So entertaining.
Wow,
and he
5
says,
episodes.
I know, back to back. So that's the great compliment, though, dude. He's like, wouldn't have made it through work without you guys.
Really?
And then he tweets it back again. He's like, I listen to you guys every day during work. It helps me make the long night go faster.
I would have hung myself after 5 episodes in a row.
Us, dude. I know. But that's a great compliment. I always love those compliments the most.
Yeah.
The best. Just that people, you know. I mean, we listen to podcasts at work, too. We don't listen to ourselves, but I mean, we...
I never listen to myself. Yeah.
And this is from Ed, dude. He is the writer for him and his boy.
Oh, nice.
Made a comic, dude. So he sent us 3 copies. I gave one to Ray. And I read it. Very cool story. Ed, first of all, I appreciate it, dude.
Okay, that looks sick, man. Thundercats.
Yeah, Thundercats is what it is. And then they have their Tiger Sharks, which is the last half of the comic. But I like the art already. You guys really should stick with it. If you guys come out with issue number 2, feel free to shoot that to me, you guys. So I really literally have it in our hands. And
very cool, man. I dig it. I can't wait to read this.
Ed, I just wish you would have signed it for us, homie. So when you make it big, you know, at least we'll have your original piece, man. So much love to you and your boy. Again, keep up the good work, dude. And next one's gonna be from Erica Juarez, a homegirl I used to work with in Target fucking ages ago.
That's a long time ago.
She listens to our podcast, apparently. Nice. And
you keep in touch with her, or did you just...
No, through Facebook she hits me up. And actually, you know, I have her, I have a number, we text every blue moon. But she always hits me up like random shit, like, this, we made this comic sound really good, like, we're getting people into comics, which is cool.
That's what, and that's what we made this show, and we wanted to talk to people about comics.
Mm-hmm. And it, the dynamic we have, I think, is interesting, too, because I think we keep people intrigued who normally wouldn't read comics, as far as the sex of what the fuck news. And then when we toss in our
When we started, nobody fucking listened to the second half.
No. And speaking of, but, okay, and then the last one's going to be, here's, at, I got this, we got this last night, dude. This is from at Comical Podcast. They are on iTunes, Stitcher. I have them on my Stitcher account. I'm subscribed to them. They are a podcast up for the Geeky Awards. But this was a very cool tweet we got last night. He's like, LOL. And I believe it's Justin and Miguel Garza. So
you got a
brother,
my
fucking, somewhere.
My long lost brother?
Yeah, dude.
What
another
the fuck?
Another Garza, homie. But I'm way cool cats. I listen to their podcast.
That's crazy.
And they go, LOL. Just saw you had 966 at the Geeky Award tweets. And I checked the other podcast. He says, we have the most with 97. The second most with 97.
97 tweets?
They do.
Yeah. Oh, they're beating us?
No.
Oh.
Okay, what word's that?
Wait, I'm fucking confused.
LOL. Just saw that you had at the Geeky Awards tweets, 966 at the Geeky Awards.
Oh, okay.
And I checked the other podcast. And then he's saying, they do. We have the second most with 97.
Damn, we're just fucking blowing people out of the park.
And I think it's our listeners just retweeting shit, which we love, guys. So, and then he goes, says, hashtag so many tweets. And we hit him back up. You cats are dope, you know, to listen to anyways. We just know we're going against the grain.
Yeah, we're going against some big dudes.
Yeah, and not only that, like, our dynamic is, again, what the fuck news, sex talk, and then
just
and
like
the comics,
normal talk,
and then we rip apart fucking comics though. Like we are not fucking nice. We don't kiss anybody's ass. That's just not us. We're straight shooters, and so that's what I'm saying. We're going against the grain. And then, by the way, I go, how do you check it, LOL? Because I was curious. They respond back. He says, just go look at the Geeky Awards site and the podcast section. Each pod's page has a number of tweets and Facebook share at the top.
Really?
And then we respond, Josias and Adam work a grip. So our crew don't even check it at all, which we don't. And then we let them know, thanks for the news, guys. So very shout out to them. A great podcast, guys. Find them. They're at Comical Podcast on Twitter, at Comical Podcast 2 is, I believe, Miguel. And then Comical Podcast is their podcast. Very knowledgeable cats, very cool, very down to earth. Next thing's going to be, we got to toss out our NerdBong.com crew.
NerdBong?
Go check out the site for content on movies, TV, comics, cosplay, gaming. Jump on the podcast section where you can find this, Comic Syndicate, along with the other killer podcast that we love listening to as well, the Baked English podcast.
The Baked English, I love.
Yeah, those cats
are
so
dope. I mean, I really
so
like listening to those guys.
Dudes, yeah, so cat. Cool cats. Next one's going to be at Untitled Movie Podcast. They talk anything movies, old school movies, new movies, the review, which is great. At the Bat Chat, they're fucking dope anyways. We're waiting on the Splendor for your stories for Slumber. But if you guys ever wanted to hit us up on email us, I guess, dude, fucking, you can find Adam.
You can find me at MEM0021 at NerdBong.
Yes, and I am at, I always do that. I'm sickwitted at NerdBong.com. Feel free to hit us up anytime, guys. And I guess the last shout out is going to be an odd shout out. I did a summer movie draft, dude. My buddy from, one of my friends from fucking work, RG, his brother put it together. He did it last year with five people. And it's pretty much a fantasy football league with fucking summer movies.
Like, what's going to do well?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So these are the people that are involved. We have eight people in there. It's going to be homeboy I work with, RG. His brother, Alan, is putting it together. We have our supervisor, Carl, in with us. We have Diego, Anton, Carlos, and Twin, who I barely met. I ended up picking up Earth to Echo. And So It Goes, Amazing Spider-Man 2, How to Train Your Dragon 2, and I took a stab on the dark, Guardians of the Galaxy. So I started off the summer, and I'm going to end the summer. And whatever amount of money the movies make within the 3 weeks, it's out. We're only going 3 weeks.
Okay.
We're going to accumulate all of them for all the movies, and whoever has the most money at the end, it was $20 buy-in. Winner gets $140.
Shit.
Bucks. Second place gets their money back.
$20. You guys are all, like, local?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, way cool. Thanks for including me in that, guys. I just thought I'd give you guys a quick shout-out. And Find us on Instagram, guys. comic_syndicate. You guys saw all the fucking puppies that I fucking took a picture of. So, thanks for the love, everyone who's starred, retweeted us. Yeah, dude, people on Facebook. My buddy Nate, I haven't seen in a while. And, yeah, you guys are just fucking awesome, dude. So,
fuck yeah. And fucking don't forget our boys, Nerdness.
Yes, fucking, dude.
They're finally putting out one every week now. It's good.
Yeah, just about every other week.
Every other week.
Because Carl's got to take the day off.
Oh, yeah, you know, I didn't get to listen to the last one.
I listened to that one today, actually. They were fucking clowning on me that I was butthurt that they didn't drop an episode. And then I hit them back up like, you know, the only thing I got butthurt about is that the sound quality on your last episode.
Oh, I know. They sound like guys in the fucking toilet or something. Dude, I don't know
what's going on. You know what, dude? And then actually they make fun of me, too, because he's like, they go like, fucking... Well, their first episode sounded pretty terrible, too.
Oh, yeah, no, that's our first episode. This is like their...
Third, 20-something?
They're up to 20. They're in their 20s.
Yeah, about, I want to say. But yeah, dude, so we cool cats listen to them. They are the Nerd Nest boys. You can find them on at the Nerd Nest on Twitter, Carl_Hendrix, and at Stevie5454, and they are Podomatic.
Podomatic.
Yeah, yes. So definitely find them on iTunes, Stitcher, search them out, guys. Next one's going to be, again, from Amazing_Jake. He's Jacob Medina. He has the Hesh podcast as well on Podbean. Yes. So, way cool cats, and that's it.
That's it for that. All right, let's dig into some...
Oh, yeah.
You want to do the douche of the week?
You know, yes. Like, you started up.
All right, so I came across this video. I bet everybody saw this. I like watching a lot of... fights.
Bum fights.
Any kind of fights, gangsters. So I picked this up, and it's gangsters. Two girls fighting, and I believe that when we played, you would hear everything with it.
Ooh, yes,
so
go for
we'll,
it.
We'll go, we'll tell you what's happening. So we got a girl hitting the girl's forehead like 5 times.
A front kick to the stomach.
She's like, fuck
you,
bitch.
You're in my house, bitch. She gets out her shovel.
That is a shovel. To the fucking dome. Back of the dome.
Play that one more
I'm gonna
time.
Play it one more time. Okay, guys, listen.
I'm gonna try to be quiet. Right. But okay. The last two thumps.
Oh.
Okay, that's straight up.
Okay.
Punches, front kick.
You're in my house, bitch.
She grabbed out a shovel.
Shovel.
Hits her. That's awesome. So, the last two thumps are, okay, her hitting her head with the shovel, and then her falling down, and then her head hitting the fucking
car. Oh, my God, dude. She had 3 shots, right? So she's
dude,
hitting.
That was like 5 punches. Hit her up with like a 5-hit combo, dude, and a front kick, dude.
Iron fist right here. You don't hit fucking forehead. That's the hardest part of the fucking head. Right? So these chicks don't know how to fight.
Homegirl took him like a champ, though, dude.
Yeah, dude, she didn't even fucking put her hands up.
She didn't, dude.
She's like, fuck, dude, let's just get the shovel.
And then she even tells her, you're in my house, bitch.
So,
gangsta.
What do you guys think? You guys are in a fight, anything goes, shovels, knives.
Nah, dude.
Cars.
Well, although, like, the Nerdness boys brought something up that, you know, that they have our backs and we have theirs. They know we have theirs. And, like, if they were getting in a fight, they'd want some fucking Mexicans fucking on their side, dude.
Oh, yeah, because we never go one-on-one.
Yeah,
if Mexicans are there, it's everyone against who's not a Mexican.
Like some parties we've
some
been
parties,
to.
Some parties, yeah, some parties.
All right, dude. Well, that was interesting. That was what would you call that?
I'm going to call that...
What'd you call it? Douchebag of the week?
D-bag
of the week?
D-bag video?
Is that what the fucking Nerd Nest boys call theirs?
God damn it. Don't tell me I'm copying them.
I kind of... Alright, we're going to have a D of the week or...
D-video. D-video of the week.
That way we're not buying anything from them. Although we love their podcast again. Find them, guys. Alright, that's a good video,
dude.
Alright, let's go to it. And this first one's going to be from students suspended after teacher accidentally shows porn in class.
Wow. That's like... Worse because I used to work with kids.
Oh yes, go for it.
For a long time, and they would, you know, you leave your. There's no privacy. You have fucking no privacy because the kids always come up to you.
Yeah.
So you can't leave your phone. I don't know the article. Yeah, I'm just going by the title.
Okay.
If you leave your phone.
Yes.
And you have pictures that you don't want people to see.
This one's a little, okay. That, all right. That one though, okay. It's my personal shit. Don't go through my stuff. That's right. Different than this one. Homeboy, Kansas City biology. Teacher is accused of accidentally showing porn on an overhead projector during class.
Oh, snap.
All right. a Kansas City teacher allegedly showed porn to his high school biology class, but it was 2 students who got in trouble.
Okay.
Now this is a what the fuck. The incident occurred Tuesday when the unidentified teacher turned on an overhead projector during a first period class at J.C. Harmon High School. When the projector came on, students saw a pornographic snapshot of a naked woman in a compromising position.
Compromising position. Is that bent over with with fucking Johnson behind her?
pretty much, dude. Thinking quickly, a female student took a picture of the offending photo with her phone. RawStory.com reports.
Jesus.
The student shared the picture with her boyfriend, who forwarded it to a friend. A few hours later, the picture debuted on Facebook.
Yeah, it's over.
Yes, exactly. The girl who took the photo and her boyfriend were suspended for 2 days by school officials for an quote-unquote inappropriate use of electronics.
Wow.
Okay. Teacher shows it on his projection.
What is it? Okay.
Nothing happened.
How does that get on? I know, okay.
Homegirl takes a picture. Okay, smart as a girl.
Okay.
But, you know, in high school, when a person sees it, everyone's going to fucking see it.
Right.
Put it on Facebook, everyone and their mother's going to see it.
Right. I mean, was he in the picture with it, I wonder?
I don't know, because if it was a selfie of you behind a chick and all you see is, like, him pulling hair, like, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Probably not, but,
The teacher didn't get in trouble.
Well, not necessarily yet.
Okay.
Okay, so, the girl who took the photo and her boyfriend were suspended. The boy's mother, Karen Winkle, has a theory why her son was suspended. I believe my son got in trouble because the school was trying to hide something, Winkle said. Kansas City TV station KCTV5. The teacher is currently on paid administrative leave while the matter is investigated. Kansas City Public School spokesman David Smith says a teacher accused of showing porn has worked with the district since 2002, but could not comment on whether he was disciplined. Okay.
So, I mean, how does that even get on the projector? I mean,
okay.
Now, home videos, I understand.
Exactly. Now, this is why I'm saying, what the fuck? Like, it's a teacher, like, he kept it on long enough to have...
Someone take a picture, yeah. Right.
Now... I want to say I'm not that clumsy either.
I don't know, man.
I cover my tracks better than that, I guess. But, like, unless his thing was, like, oh, I want to, you know, like, dude, I got some hotties I'm teaching. You know, I want them to see, you know.
Do the fucking Brett Favre status?
Kind of, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, but, shit. Pigskin?
Now, that's my just assumption. Could be. But, I mean, I would have turned it off fast. Anybody would have
fucking turned it off. He could have been sitting down.
Okay, I'll give you
I don't
that.
Know. I don't know.
Weird.
Because they're projecting, it's not a slideshow, it's actually a movie,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
So, and then it was just funny, like, not for the kids, but like the two youngsters, her and her boyfriend, for putting it on Facebook, for using electronics in class.
Bullshit, dude. Bullshit. And way he makes his own porno and shows it to his students. This is biology
and he
class.
Gets a vacation with paid leave.
Paid leave. This is sex talk now. Put your dick in this woman.
Oh, jeez.
God damn.
All right, next one's going to be women arrested after twerking. This one came up 429. Do you know what twerking is?
That sounds familiar. Go ahead.
It's a video. I'll show you a video because there's a video. There's a bunch of videos out with girls twerking. It's just pull it.
Let me pull one up.
All right. There's an old scene. You can't fight City Hall, but you shouldn't twerk there either. Three women who were arrested Monday afternoon after two of them began, quote unquote, twerking near the municipal court windows in Beaverton, Oregon. The third woman filmed their performance on her phone. Investigators said the incident started when Cora Velasquez, 20, visited municipal court, to pay a fine for a warrant. She was accompanied by Brittany Medek, 20, and Leo Cohen.
Oh my God.
Yes, Matt Bath.
Want to see the fat granny twerking? Want to see that one?
Go to hot chick twerking or fucking any other, anything but old grandma. Which one you put?
It just fucking came up, dude.
During the twerking, Velasquez and Medek who are both from Vancouver, Washington, allegedly exposed their genitals while twerking.
Jesus. All right, we got a, which one do you want? You want to see twerking at Walmart?
No, look at that one. Either of those two.
Well, all right, we'll do this one.
Sexy Puerto Rican girl twerking, must see. Now, can our listeners
get about the okay, we got here. That's a cool dance.
No, it is.
I've done those dances before.
It gets better now. So this is what these girls are doing at the courthouse.
Like, right in the courthouse, okay.
I
don't see anything wrong.
She has clothes on,
I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they expose their genitals, which I don't know, unless they were wearing, like, skimpy shorts.
They had to be.
And they probably were, because I'll show you a picture of the broads, dude. Police said Medek, who urinated between two cars. Idiot. So, they're just idiot broads. Now, here you go. From the twerking trio drove away in Medek's vehicle, but were pulled over by police officer a few blocks away. Police said medic allowed the officer to search her vehicle, where he found cocaine, methamphetamine, and marijuana. All the women were arrested on multiple drug possession charges. Medic also faces charges of offensive littering for her alleged urination.
These chicks had fucking drugs like galore here, man. Yeah. Cocaine. Now,
they don't look so bad. She's
a ringleader. You got the little one that looks crazy.
Yes. Now, twerking. Again, like, okay.
Do you want to see these girls twerking? I mean, that should be, they should be put away for that.
I'm down to see them twerking.
This one?
The other twerking videos that I've seen, though, are holy fuck.
We gotta see the granny. We gotta see the granny.
Well, you know, fuck it. Let's do it. It's been a while since we've recorded.
All right, let's see fucking.
What, I can't believe.
Hold on, guys. We're gonna do
this. Better is gonna be either the coolest shit ever or the.
You guys can go to YouTube and just type in fat granny twerking.
Oh my god, no way.
Here we go. Let's see what kind of music she got. Okay, we got a nice little house. Oh, she covers her face.
Oh, good.
She needs to cover her body, but that's okay.
She's wearing a muumuu, guys.
Dude, is she gonna really twerk?
I hope not.
Okay, so she has a cane
that she just threw down.
Okay. Oh, shit. Everything is waving back to us. Her arms are waving back to us. Underarms. Oh my god, I'm gonna be sick.
I think I'm done with this video.
Okay, when she turns around and does it, we'll turn it off.
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck is she wearing?
This is.
It's a fucking muumuu.
It's a muumuu, yo, straight up.
Okay, alright. Oh, here we go. Joe, this is for you.
I was looking at the next
Joe. Here we go.
For me.
Oh, jeez.
No, dude.
That is a lot of.
That's a lot of terrible.
Okay, right? That's enough. Wowzers. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so that I'm not gonna be able to go to sleep tonight. Thank you. All right, this next one's going to be... This is one of the articles I was talking about. This is from I got from at Piggy Mouse. She's Cheryl. She's our homegirl from across the pond. This one's teen arrested with a loaded gun in vagina.
Oh, my God. Right? Loaded gun?
Yes, dude. All right, 4/23, this one came out. So she sent it to me about 2 weeks ago. And, okay. Since we took the week off last week, I wanted to read it last week. Cops say a Tennessee teen who got arrested for driving with a suspended license on Monday had a surprise in store for the police.
Oh my god.
Yes, okay. Now, when a female corrections officer at Kingsport Jail performed a search on 19-year-old Dallas Archer, she allegedly discovered an quote-unquote unknown object lodged in the woman's crotch. Stop me, Annie.
Okay, so what's up with girls putting all these different times these kinds of objects in the vajay?
But the most dangerous things?
A fucking loaded?
Yeah.
In the... Oh my god.
Now, okay. Exactly. What the fuck?
What kind of gun was it? Desert Eagle lodged in that
kind
shit?
Kind of. It says which one it was, dude. When the female corrections officer got there, the officer allegedly discovered a loaded 5-shot, 4-inch, 22 caliber mini revolver.
Fucking Dirty Harry
still. Okay, it's 4-inch still, but don't get me wrong, still the handle. Like, that's...
Was it, I wonder if the handle was stuck in first.
I don't know, how would you pull that off? Well, okay. What? No shit.
Cops are coming. I pull my gun from my side and just shove it into my vagina.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck, dude? Big time, dude. The officer allegedly...
Oh, my God.
It turns out the gun was stolen last year when John Stuther's car was ransacked in an auto burglary. Souther, a 70-year-old retired car salesman, told GSG that he'd make sure to give his stolen little fellow a bath.
Bleach. Yes, you need... Oh, my God.
Archer was charged with gun possession and introducing contraband into a penal facility and was later released on a $6,000 bond. This is the first time someone's allegedly been caught with a gun concealed in their nether.
Congratulations. You're going down as having a shotgun in your fucking...
Holy shit, right?
In your V.
Last year in Oklahoma, a woman was arrested with a loaded 5-shot revolver sticking out of her vagina.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
is exactly. Going, like, people, if you're going to kill yourself, shoot yourself in the face. Don't put it to the vagina.
Exactly. If it goes off, like...
You think they get off? I mean, they probably have, like, a special fetish.
I don't know, but I've heard, like, you know, we've come across articles like that before still, where...
God damn.
Brats do it to...
Girls?
Conceal shit, but...
Is this normal, women? Whew. Let us know that if you... what kind of gun do you like to put in there?
Yeah. Or a sawed-off shotgun.
Sawed-on shotgun.
Or even football shotgun.
MK.
Do you want to... How much time are we looking at, dude?
We got a little bit... Maybe about three or four minutes left.
Okay, we can either do a sex article or fucking Easter fucking news.
Let's do Easter. Easter just passed.
Okay, very
cool. I love talking about Jesus.
Okay. Woman uses razor blade in fight after Easter church service.
Okay, so we're not talking about Jesus. Okay.
Okay, dude. Posted April 21st. So again, yeah, guys, we took a week off. Portland, Oregon. A Portland woman is accused of attacking another woman with a razor blade after Easter church service on Sunday.
Who brings razor blades to church?
Who attacks anybody at church?
I don't know what's going on here. Like,
what the fuck? Again, it was a total what the fuck D.
After they get baptized, they slice the priest?
Yeah, what, okay.
That's weird.
Of course it's going to be women. I don't know. Who's in the news for all the wrong reasons this week? Take a look at our mugshot slideshow. Who's in the news for all the wrong reasons this week? Take a look at our blah, 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 blah. Sorry, guys. Police were called to Oliver Elementary School, I guess where the church is.
Elementary school.
Southeast Taylor Street, Sunday, 2:42. P.M. Sunday, Life Restoration Church hosts its service at the school.
Okay.
Police were told two women were involved in a fight, and one of them had been cut with a razor blade.
Fuck.
At church, though.
In the name of Jesus, I slice.
Okay, yeah, pretty much. Emergency crews arrived and found the 32-year-old victim suffering from a large cut on one of her arms. Officers then located and arrested the suspect, Naomi Perkins, 30. Investigators said the two women know each other and had a dispute after church over a man, of course.
Of course.
Police said Perkins used a razor blade to cut a weaved hair braid off the victim's head. As the two struggled, Perkins is then accused of cutting the woman's arm, causing an injury described by officers as significant. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. Perkins was booked in the Multnomah County Jail on the charge of third-degree assault. What the fuck?
That's bullshit. You know, God rises on this Sunday.
Wow, dude.
And this woman decides to slice because of some dude. He's probably banging both of them. Let me see the mugshot. Let me see the guy here.
No, she's not a bad-looking chick, dude, but... Crazy.
Oh, she's crazy. No, fuck that. Okay, she's fucking crazy.
Okay, no. Again. Now, if it's over a man, okay. Like, at church, though. Like, what? I don't fucking know.
I love it. America, dude.
America, dude.
I wonder if they have that in Europe, over there in England with our boys over there.
Dude. Well, again, the one Cheryl sent me about fucking hiding shit in a vagina, that was a Huffington News article that is actually from out here. But that's a good question, Cheryl. I know you listen to us, so... Yeah, if you come across
at church. Have you ever sliced anybody at church? Let us know.
Crazy, crazy-ish, man. All right, I guess that's it for what the fuck. Nothing but what the fuck news articles today.
All right. Sorry, I'm smoking on my Stingray. We are going to come back with some comic talk, some much-needed...
Yeah, it's been fucking forever, dude.
Comic talk.
Yeah. All right, cool. Be back.
Okay, we're back, and
comic talk,
man. We really needed to have this.
It's been a long fucking time, dude.
Long time coming, and we are back and ready to rock and roll.
Sweet. All right, man. We can start so many places. Do you want to talk about a movie that dropped?
Want to talk about a little movie that was? Yeah. All right, we'll talk about Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes,
part two. Loops. Mm-hmm. This is the second movie, Lupe. Not the first one that came out 5 years ago, just to clarify.
Normally, when there's a number behind it, that normally means which part it is.
I'm bad. Anyway, I'm just playing. We love you, Loops. So, first thoughts.
Yeah. Ooh, mine, okay. I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
I love the interaction, the chemistry between my girlfriend and fucking
your
Garfield.
Which one's your girlfriend?
Emma Stone.
Oh, yes.
Love the interaction. I liked it. I loved it. The first action scene when he first fights Electro.
Oh, yes.
It's pretty dope. He's down to just one... Let's not spoil it. I liked it. I didn't like Rhino at the end. I didn't
that was cheesy.
Electro's personality.
Yes.
I loved homeboy Dane DeHaan.
The one that played...
Loved him as Harry Osborn. Hated his Green Goblin.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Hated the Rhino at the end.
Rhino was cheese.
It was terrible. I love what happens prior to the confrontation where Spider-Man comes out with the little kid.
Okay.
Like, that one was
fucking sick.
Yeah. Now, very adorable, very cute. It was like one of those, like, oh, the fuck, that kind of got me, dude. And then, of course, Gwen Stacy, if you guys have read the comics... That happens.
We're not going to spoil anything.
That happens. I liked that they did that.
I like him as... He played a very good Peter Parker.
Yes. Loved his Peter Parker over Tobey Maguire by far.
Tobey Maguire sucks.
Yes, he sucks dick, dude.
I liked the fight scenes. I liked the Green Goblin fight scene. I liked the Electro. I was really impressed with Jamie Foxx.
I was, minus again his personality.
Like, I thought, oh, in the, he in the was beginning,
just obsessed with. Like,
yeah, that was kind of.
It was
weird.
A little too overtly. Yeah,
it was
weird.
Funny though, but he impressed me. I didn't know.
Yeah,
I was going into this movie. I didn't know. I was like, fucking Jamie Foxx.
When he became Electro, yeah. Once he turned into Electro, he was dope after that.
Very good movie. Not mind blowing, not cap status, but not a bad movie. Mm. You guys will enjoy it. It's a little long.
Yeah, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so I kind of felt it towards the end.
Yeah, yeah. The stay for the credits, mid credits, was like a cheesy, dude.
Fucking but, random X Men.
Yeah,
I mean, well, they all know it's an X Men scene.
Yeah, well, we had spoken about it, but
very. I'm having doubts about this fucking X Men movie after watching that scene.
Yeah, me too, dude. Again, I was talking to my buddy RG at work, and he's like, "How would you think about it?" And I'm like, "It was good."
Any fucking scene they could have put in there, they put this one, and it's just like.
So this movie already made me $92 million in our fucking movie pool, and everyone's giving me shit like, you know, like, you didn't hit 100 million. I'm like, you're lucky if any of your movies are gonna touch 30 million. So yeah, but everyone's dope. Anyways, we're busting each other's balls. I liked it. I would recommend it. I would watch it again. I saw it in IMAX 3D.
Oh, I don't want to do 3Ds.
I get CGI, but I didn't. It was too cartoony for me. Maybe it was the 3D that did it for me. But again, very good CGI, but it was too much. Like,
okay.
It looked like a cartoon when I loved seeing him, you know, zip,
swing
all
around.
Over the place.
Yeah. It's just, I had like the same flips throughout the movie, like
okay.
Just, he did that move already, but he'll do it again.
Exactly. But it was a good movie. Again, I would recommend it. I like the fact they're going to now introduce the Sinister Six. They drop a bunch of names at the end. We know what they're gonna use for the most part. And then Rhino, I just hated though. So they're gonna have
Vulture. Maybe they'll change Rhino with people's reactions.
Oh, dude.
Because it was kind of cheese.
It was bad, dude. I don't like the metal suit. I don't know, dude.
Like a Titanfall type of suit.
Kind of, dude.
From the video game. But anyways, great movie.
I would watch it again. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it's in my top five.
No, it's not in my
top
five.
Not in the top ten.
You know the weird thing? I don't know. My favorite Tobey Maguire Spider-Man was Part 2 with Dr. Octopus.
Fuck, there's no favorite movie with Tobey Maguire. There's none.
Okay.
It was horrible.
Part 3 was even worse, dude. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So, okay, I agree with you.
Okay.
Okay, that's about it. That's all we're going to waste
time on. We're going to waste time on that.
All right, cool.
We're going to go in straight to the comic books.
Yes, do you want to start off?
I'll start off with All New X-Men with writer Bendis and the artist.
Yeah, this is going to be... I'm in. Stuart,
A great book. I'm fucking loving this book so much. And a lot of people might say, oh, that's all you do. I don't really care because it's our show.
So, you go, I'm down with
so,
that.
So we start. I'm gonna go really quickly. We just had the Jean Grey trials.
Jean Grey, yep.
So she's having nightmares of her new powers. So she's having a different power that she hasn't had before. And she has a nightmare. She wakes up. And who's coming into her room...
Who else would go into her room at midnight as she's wearing her, you know, panties and just a bra?
Cyclops.
So our current time. Cyclops.
Big dick Cyclops.
This is not
small dick Cyclops. Yeah. This is big dick. And I had a problem. I had a conversation with my friend. First of all,
I'm like,
they're technically married.
No.
On the marriage license, it'll say Scott Summers. And Jean Grey.
I did not think about that.
Don't worry about the death license. We're talking about the marriage license.
This is very true. Okay, so, go for it. Explain it.
All right. So he comes in the room and he's sitting on the bed next to her.
A lot of good dialogue that happens. The conversations they have.
Very good dialogue. You know, just Cyclops. You know, trying to. I don't know what he's trying to do here. Like he's trying to be a friend, but it really is kind of creepy. Like he's like.
Well, okay, that's the weird thing. Like he. He even tells her straight up, like, you know, this is the first time we get to talk since you've got taken away. He's like, if I was here, I wouldn't have let you take them.
Right, right.
And then, like, it's weird because, well, do you want to read them? Because she even tells him, like, several things, like...
Let's see, where do we want to start at?
And then she holds his hand, like, she's like, tells him, like, you're the man I was hoping you would grow up to be.
Yeah.
And she's like, how do I know, you know, you, young you, ends up like this? And... there's no way he's going to end up like that. The only way young Cyclops is going to end up like that is if fucking Jean Grey has to die in order for Cyclops to
fucking, go crazy.
Yeah.
I do like this one part. You know, I heard you had a fancy new power now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go a lot of different ways here. Right?
And even the way he tells her, it's a little creepy, though.
Yeah. It's
like, you got to show me your moves sometimes.
You don't have to show me how, but I would like to see it. And I'm not going to read the rest. That's pretty good right there. I want you guys to use your imagination to buy this comic.
And then she keeps looking at him like she's digging the fuck on Cyclops.
She wants to bang him.
Yeah, she wants
I'm sorry. She's like 18, right? We're going to go with 18.
Okay. It's going to be like, okay, yeah, okay.
So Cyclops finishes his conversation with him. He goes outside, and who's waiting for her? A fucking hater.
Kitty. Professor Pride.
Professor Pride.
Professor Kitty.
Is, right?
Yes.
She's handing... She looks like...
Well, prior to that, though, Jean Grey even holds his hand.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, we can't ever. But he lets her know, like, he's probably thinking to himself, I want to bang you, but...
So bad.
And she, you know, she wants him.
Yeah, she wants.
And she holds his hand, and he even tells her, though, dude, we can't never. I mean, never. So I'm sorry, but just had to toss that out.
Yeah, go for it, dude. I missed some of these parts, but I remember that part.
And then
can
you provide, like you said, just choose him out. Like, what the fuck are you doing in
there? Like, she hands him condoms. Like, what's going on here? I'm just kidding. She does not.
She chews him out.
She chews him out pretty good. Like, you handled that well, Mr. Summers, Kitty. Like, he's surprised. Like, what the fuck? Good thing for you.
As he's going, zip.
Just that's you. The last time I want to see you in her room alone. Kitty, relax. I put it in the bun. Just kidding.
Shit.
As long as we understand each other.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So, Kitty, I like Kitty looking after all the students and for their well-being. So, what we have next is Angel. I know Angel's playing a really weak part in this book. He just flies around and fucking doesn't really do anything. We got... Is that
X-23?
It's a clone, right?
Yeah.
Wolverine's clone.
Clone of him, but yeah, it's his daughter.
She's pissed off because Cyclops left. She wanted young Cyclops.
Mm-hmm. And he went with his dad with the Starjammers. Yeah.
New comic this week drops off, Cyclops 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's all pissy. She takes off, tells Angel to fuck off. And we have a shapeshifter. I mean, this wouldn't be an X-Men book without a shapeshifter. I don't think this is fucking Mystique. Everyone's like, Mystique! There's other shapeshifters out
there.
This
is very true. It does look like Mystique, but for the sake of the way it ends, so continue. Go ahead. There's a shapeshifter that fucking shanks fucking X-23.
Posing as Cyclops, and she's all getting all
wet
about
him. Yeah. She's like, oh, you came. And he says, I came back to see you to say goodbye.
He stabs her, but it's not the good stabbing. It's stabbing into the gut.
Yes, it is actually.
So we got Beast. Beast doing what he does.
He's trying to figure out, you know, the timeline and how to get everyone back and blah, 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 still.
Fucking, they're all eating. Kitty's like, where the fuck is X-23?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the name is. Angel's like, oh, I just saw her fucking down the street. You know,
didn't you stop her?
When am I going to stop her, dude?
Right? It's like...
She comes crawling in, bleeding. I'm not going to say the joke. But anyways, she's bleeding from a wound from the other Cyclops. And we have a... nail biter at the end of the book. I don't even want to go into it. I want people to... Should we spoil it?
You know what? We're the only fucking comic book podcast.
All right, fuck it. It's already been out a week. Fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a review. We got to make it sound interesting to people so they buy it. Like, you know, how do you feel about how it ends?
I think Bendis is doing what Bendis does. Yeah. He's bringing back shit we already went through. he's bringing back the future... X-Men. Brotherhood of the...
Yeah, Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Yeah, from the Battle of the Atom.
Which is fucking Professor X, which is fucking... I fucking forgot Homegirl. Deadpool. Fucking...
Beast.
A Twisted Beast where he's, living, but he just gets fucking twisted mentally to the point
I don't buy a lot of comics, but I do buy this one weekly.
Mm.
I do love... monthly. Really good comic book. Really good story.
I love that one. I didn't like the Battle of the Atom.
The ending sucked. The beginning
was
going.
So that's why the last page I saw it, I'm like, okay, I don't know, dude. So great comic up until the last panel for me personally.
Okay.
But I guess we'll see where it goes from here, dude. Because now they know where the X-Men are, dude.
So. Everybody fucking knows where they are. I mean, but it's cool. It's a great book.
Yeah,
buy it.
Very good. Very good dialogue. All right, dude. I'm gonna go. Jeez, let's get shitty book of the week, dude.
All right, let's do shitty
book. A lot of people are probably going to disagree with me, dude. My shitty book of the week, and I'm dropping it after issue number two, is going to be Silver Surfer number two.
Yeah.
It's written by Dan Slott. The artist is Mike Allred. I love both of these guys. I love the way Dan Slott writes. Mike Allred, I dig the art. I don't like this fucking comic, though. So pretty much fucking issue number one, fucking some Earth girl gets fucking trapped on some fucking planet. Some solar system, Silver Surfer goes to save her. She gets locked up by this prison. The guy who run the prison says, Silver Surfer, we need you to battle this bitch that's, you know, threatening us, so we need you to go after her. All right, I'll go after her, I'll kill her, and then, you know, we'll let the girl go. Okay, so he goes out, fucking searches for the bitch he needs to kill. Homegirl's locked in her fucking cell, and there's just a bunch of weirdos fucking with her. They bring her fucking hamburger, cheeseburgers, fucking fries, milkshake, like, what the fuck is this? She fucking knocks it out of her hand. Like, I thought Earthlings liked this type of food. And they're, like, hospitable as fuck. The jail cell people. And they're giving everyone they want what they want to eat. And just all the weirdos she meets in the other cells, like, stupid, dude. They break. It's a prison break. She leads a prison break. Like,
what?
Stupid. Like, just stupid. So this you know, Silver Surfer finally finds this chick in outer space that he's supposed to fight. They start scrapping real quick. And she's gives him visions of, you need this broad, you guys are connected somehow. So Silver Surfer,
it looks fucking terrible. I don't know, it looks terrible.
The whole fucking book is fucking bullshit. They break out of the fucking prison, they end up in this room where this heart is, and it's the heart of the bitch who Silver Surfer is talking to.
Is that Doom?
No, they tell her that her name is actually...
Oh, okay, never mind. I saw it later. Who cares?
Okay, good. Yeah, because I'm off this fucking book anyways. It's a new character, I believe, dude. Is the Forever Sorrow, Forever... Whatever something forever is. And so she's dying, and it so happens she needs her heart. It's missing. And that room where they ended up, the prisoners, they happen to find her heart. Not only do they fucking break the fuck out of the fucking jail cell. Like, right. Like, it's fucking cakewalk.
Yeah, I mean...
And, but, like...
Human being, right? No powers.
Exactly, no powers. Okay. And she's leading, like... And aliens, like, trust her, like, yes, we'll follow you into battle. Like, it's stupid. So fucking slot, stupid. Dance slot, drop the fucking ball. Silver goes back to fucking, to the fucking
tag.
Jail.
That's our hashtag. Dance slot drops the ball.
No, Waxy, Wolfrey.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Dude, because I want to get dance slot on sometime. Oh, man. Anyway, so I'm not going to kiss your ass or suck your dick, slot. I love you, but this is terrible, dude. I don't know if it's too rushed. I don't know.
You think something has to do with the art?
You know, I like Mike Allred's art. I just don't think the story goes, or the art goes with the story, really, dude.
I can't stand it. Even when Matt Fraction was writing FF and had the same artist, I could not get into it. But I got into his...
The writing?
The Fantastic Four.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't read his FF because it was... I can't... And people say, oh, you know, you're just judging it. No, art has a lot to do with comics.
Okay, that's a good point. Now,
in my opinion,
people should look past it. If it's written well, I will let it slide.
Okay.
So great
point. What top comic book right now has shitty art but is in the top?
Shitty art that I love?
I can't even think of one. That is bad art, like this kind of art. Not that, I mean, like, other people love this art, that's fine, dude, that's cool.
I can't think of one off the top of my head, dude.
Yeah, see, but that's just me. I'm not saying he's a shitty artist.
You know, listeners, let's toss it to you. What are you guys reading that the writing is fucking stellar, fantastic even, and the art, you just, there's something that it has to grow on you, type of deal.
Right.
Because you're right, I mean, it does happen, you know, it has to be appealing visually as well. Now, for this one in particular, for me, I just felt like it's rushed by Dan Slott. It's a lot of... it's cosmic, but it's also stupid. Like, this cosmic broad, is... like... And cosmic, I get how it could be difficult to write, but I don't know. I love Silver Surfer. I read his old shit. I just didn't like that one, dude. So, go for him, huh?
Okay, speaking of Dan Slott... we're gonna Dan Slott, yeah, we love you. Okay. We did not like Silver Surfer, but we did enjoy...
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man, number one.
Number one.
Peter Parker has so much shit he has to do.
He has to deal with now.
I'm not going to go page by page, but we're going to go over some scenarios. He has... If you guys don't know the spoilers, Dark Octopus is gone.
Killed himself, issue number 30 of Superior Spider-Man. Issue 31 is Peter Parker's first day back. So that one should have been Amazing Spider-Man number one.
Right.
This one's Amazing Spider-Man number one, though. So he starts off with...
he's fucking, he has problems.
He's fighting a new career already.
Yeah.
I love the art, though, dude.
I do like how Don Slott has these new characters he brings in. They're really different. We got Panda, Easter Egg Chick, fucking Hippo Guy. And he's fighting them. He's doing what he does best, but he's making jokes. He is Peter Parker.
This is what's cool. Now, I loved fucking Superior Spider-Man. I love how big of a dick he was to people.
Right.
I love how he treated people like, you're beneath me, dude. Like, on every fucking level.
Every fucking comic book. Every issue.
Yes. I love that. Now, I have to admit, though, it felt good to have Peter Parker back, like those cheesy one-liners like only Peter Parker could give.
I talked a lot of shit. I was pissed off when they got rid of Dr. Octopus. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be a man about it and say that I do miss this type of dialogue.
Spider-Man.
Dialogue.
Okay.
His jokes.
Yeah.
It's good to have Peter Parker back.
And just even go through it, because there's a lot of things that happen here. So one of the powers on this girl, it's Peter Parker with his mask on and with a web fucking...
underwear.
Boxers on.
That happens to everybody, dude.
And it's funny because it could only happen to Peter
Parker. Yeah, it does.
And even the Avengers, like, they're watching this and they're like,
"What?
Peter Parker's back."
Yeah, they're like, and
then
shit.
And then they're like, how can you be so sure? It's like, this could only happen to fucking Peter Parker, dude.
That's so bad.
So Anna Maria is looking... Anna Maria, again, his midget girlfriend.
Cole's looking for him. This is going to be a bad breakup. But anyways, she's looking for him. We jump into the Avengers taking care of...
the spider bots still, and the spider slayers from cleaning up.
We got Jamie Foxx down there.
Yeah, Electro ends up attacking
too. Looks really cool. We have problems with the mayor.
J. Jonah Jameson, he had to resign because he was in charge of sending the spider slayers out.
Well, it was funny because... Well, we'll get back to the little...
He's in his lab, his new lab. He has to get rid of... That's his
assistant, right?
Yeah, well, not his assistant, a partner, I guess.
Partner.
But he told his Aunt May and her new husband, like,
"Oh yeah, I'm
done. Promise you, I'm gonna get rid of everything." But look at those fucking costumes. There's a Superior Spider-Man right there, and just different costumes that he's like, "Fuck, I gotta
get rid of these." And he's fucked because there's some shit he doesn't know about. Like, this is not his study. Dr. Octopus was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He has a different degree in something.
Exactly.
And Peter Parker's like, "Oh shit, I don't know what the fuck's happening." So he bails. He just talks about it. We go into him. He says, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go out and fucking party. Swing around." So takes place. Now he fights those guys we just talked about.
Yeah, it jumps up back and forth a little bit.
Back and forth. This chick's cool power is rips people's
clothes. Yeah, she can use them. I forget what it is, but particle the fabrics and threads, and she can
pull them. Undress?
Contract them, I guess, and use them to... I don't know. Is that some sort... She looks like she's wrapping it on her hands.
Yeah.
So she's keeping the material, but right before she's able to get to his mask, he straight up fucking knocks her out. Now, this is very cool, because talk about it, dude. So that's why he ends up, bottomless.
Bottomless. He stops her before he gets to the mask.
And you know it's Peter Parker, but just what everything he's saying, dude. He's like, "Guys, cut it out, no pics." And he's like, hashtag Spidey Whiteys. And he's like, "You're tweeting it?" Like, and then again, the panels we're talking about. He's like, "Fuck, I hope fucking,
We go to Spider-Woman and Cap watching this on TV. "Okay, Cap, I'm convinced that's Parker. And he's completely back to normal." How can you tell, Jess? Because that can only happen to him. "It might need a little more proof. I'm serious, no social media. Come on, my friend,
Spider-Man, and
family don't need to see this."
And then he goes, "Especially my boy, especially fucking Human Torch." And Johnny Storm is in a bar and he's just laughing his ass off. But again, one of certain girls on her laptop.
Oh, we have the very attractive Mary Jane.
And she's on her laptop. Yeah, and she's looking lovely. And she looks at her laptop and she sees what's going on, because I guess it's getting spread on the news now. And she closes her fucking laptop and she's with a smile, she says, "Idiot."
Like, she
still digs on him.
Yes,
dude.
I was gonna say that. Like, I'm looking forward to that. Again, he takes care of these bad guys really quickly.
Disposes of them. Finally, goes back to his apartment complex, and we have a little problem once he gets back to the apartment.
Little problem. We have
Anna Maria, his girlfriend. Yeah, yeah.
From The Hobbit, hanging out.
Waiting for him. And she's like, and when he was gone, she goes looking for her shit. Like, she was missing her car keys. She was missing everything. So she goes through some shit and she ends up finding something that
she figures out.
He's Peter Parker, that he's Peter Parker is Spider-Man because she calls him Pete. She calls him Slick, right? Her lover name for him.
And he's like, "What the fuck is this little kid here?"
I know, right?
Anyways, she only knows that he's Parker because
and he goes. And just read that too, dude. Why haven't you ever told me before that you were Spider-Man? He's like, "What? I don't." And then he's like, "Hey, that could be anybody. Look, he's still got his mask on. And what makes you think that's me? Three freckles under your belly button." And he's like, "How would you know what he looks like without his clothes on?" "Ah, because she's seen each other's freckles, all of them."
Damn, dude.
What do you got to say for yourself, Spidey? And it ends right there, first story.
So that tells you guys, Peter Parker is a midget lover.
Well, Octavius was. And they're drawing her like she's a sweetheart.
She's a good character.
Like, I can't hate on her. We clown on her a lot.
Dude, but she's like 2 feet tall.
Her and Octavius were so good for each other. But the thing that sucks now is, like, it's Peter Parker is back. He's got to deal with all these little problems.
This could be a bad breakup.
Yeah.
And now it's just she knows his fucking secret.
He's got 99 and a half problems.
Oh!
And a bitch ain't one, son.
Fucking 50 Cent.
So, Jay-Z, son. But, okay, so.
Oh, yeah, it's Jay-Z.
I like it, dude, but Peter Parker's fucked.
He's fucked. And, you know, if you guys got the big issue, the fucking...
It's number one.
$6.
But, yeah, it's $6 for sure, but it's number one, and it has a few extra side stories as well.
That are going to enter in. I actually want to do the Black Cat one.
Yeah, go for it. Anyone you want, dude.
So, later in the issues, he fucked over Black Cat really bad. And she's lost everything, right?
And it was Superior Spider-Man, though, first interaction. Yeah.
He punches her in the face. Awesome panel.
And boot to the fucking face, too. Like, he kicks her ass.
Fucks her up, right? So she fucking breaks out. She's in prison, and everybody wants to fuck her in prison. And she's pissed, bro. She's fucking... I didn't know what kind of power she had,
She's like, I there's no way I can trust you again. Like, ever again. So she's in the jail cell, she catches a spider and she wants to kill it. That's how much she hates. And she goes, "No, I want to make it suffer." Meaning, like, when she gets out of jail, she's just watching him and she's like, tells him something, or she's thinking to herself something like, "You don't have a care in the world, like, I'm going to kill you," some shit like that. Don't piss off a broad.
Dude, don't piss off this broad.
A woman scorned, never fucking do that.
We get raises at Easter.
Oh, shit.
So,
back?
Spider-Man 2, this is going to happen. This week, Spider-Man 1.1 drops.
Yes, it is. Now, I know a few guys might not be Spider-Man fans. We were ginormous Superior Spider-Man fans. I miss Superior already. But a lot of shit's going to happen for Spider-Man Peter Parker, and I liked the issue a lot.
It had to go this way. Like Dan Slott had to have so many fucking problems to make it interesting for the next...
Yeah.
10 issues, 15 issues at least. So, great, guys. Good jumping on point.
Agreed.
Buy it.
Yeah. And it's issue number one. Guys, check it out, dude. If you guys don't like it, then fucking let us know. If you guys have read it, you know, let me know. Okay, that was book of the week or just review? What was your book of the week?
Fuck. My book of the week was Black Science. But, guys, if you're not reading Black Science, please read it. It's really good. Rick Remender. And I love this artist. It is...
Oh, Mateo Scalera.
This guy is sick. He draws some of... He drew Hulk.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In the Indestructible Hulk.
Yes, Indestructible,
like
an arc.
He
did.
Great
he did.
Fucking art, dude. So that's my book of week. I'm not going to go into it. Buy it. It's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I picked up issue number one, Image, tossed out their 99¢ to get people on board. I picked up those.
That reminds me of Comixology has over 200, over about 200 free Image comics number
ones. Yes, guys. So if you guys have Comixology, Albert, download the Comixology app, dude. There's a lot of good shit on there. A lot of the shit we've spoken about is on there.
Saga's on there. Fucking yes. Everything.
Saga, East of West. Yeah, dude. So definitely should jump on there. Okay, mine's going to be, I read Hulk number 2. I fucking loved it.
Now, Hulk is good.
I'm going to take maybe 5 minutes, so we're going to run a little bit late, but it's all good. We're not going to go like an hour and a half like fucking the Nerd Nest boys do. Like,
Jesus.
But it's cool. Anyways, love you guys. So Hulk number 2. What happens, guys, in Indestructible Hulk ended with issue number 31 or 29, I want to say, right?
29.
That was Indestructible Hulk, guys. So
no,
what had
20.
Happened? Oh, it was one of the early ones. Yes, 20, I'm sorry. Yeah. So what had happened with that one is Bruce Banner hooked up with S.H.I.E.L.D. He said, you know, I finally want to contribute. I'm a great scientist. I'm equal, you know, to Reed Richards, to Tony Stark, to fucking Peter Parker. He's like, I'll work for you guys. Give me a laboratory, and I will produce one fucking piece of technology that's usable for you guys.
A week.
A week. I will produce something for you. And anytime you guys need me, the only thing, I'll, you know, just give me my lab, and then you guys can use me as a fucking weapon. Drop me off from a ship on anywhere you want, any fucking continent, and I will smash for you. I'll do what I do second best.
Right.
I'll smash. So they go out throughout that deal. It works out for them till the end. The last mission, after all the time jumping that Hulk had to go through, Indestructible Hulk, he finally gets back to S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, his laboratory and S.H.I.E.L.D. base, and he's talking to fucking his crew, and he literally gets shot
in the fucking back of the head.
Now, it was a sniper straight up. Now the question is, like, what the fuck? So at the end of issue number one of Hulk number one, we see him and... Okay, the end of... Actually, Indestructible Hulk, that 120 was... he goes from the Hulk... They take him into surgery right away, but he's unrecognizable now because he looks like Eli Manning.
Yeah, dude, if you guys see the giant...
he's not the brilliant person people know. He's slow. Poor kid. Poor Bruce Banner, dude. Read that shout-out. That's pretty cool on there, dude. Actually, we got a cool shout-out, dude.
We got it from...
This is from old Felatio. She's at For the Villain. She's like, damn, I'm so behind. Sad face, at Amanda Beener. And I say, I can honestly say you're not missing much. And he goes, at For the Villain, whatever. You two have always got the best stuff on there, at Amanda Beener.
Thank you for that.
So, yeah, thank you, Ophelia. So
Back to Eli.
So... So now it starts off, he's in the fucking hospital, issue number one. He's fucked up, Eli Manning, dude. So now we don't know how he's going to end up, dude. So this is him, Eli Manning, straight up. Okay, that's number one. Issue number two starts off with him. S.H.I.E.L.D. sends him away to some little fucking town.
Right.
Now to keep him out of the way of, like, giant population.
And they're watching him,
which is interesting. Now, I guess the first few pages is some scientists are working on some sort of DNA patterns they found from him, pieces of the Hulk that they're using to bring back his old...
Nemesis,
yes, the Abomination. And Abomination is on the cover, guys. So, fucking, they build this Abomination, and anyways, it goes back into Bruce Banner sweeping up in a church. Grandma, he's happy to see old lady. She brings him a sandwich. He starts getting pissed off because he can't open his fucking lunchbox.
I can't open it, Mom.
Sad, dude,
Mama
yeah.
said I can't open.
Exactly. So she's like, no, let me help you out, dear. And you can tell the old people are, like, freaking out. They drive him into the city, and they want to get him ice cream. So some four fucking five punks start picking on him as the old people who are, quote-unquote, his grandparents,
or
what he knows, and all you hear is a beep, and everyone in the city, like, has a headpiece, and they go start punking the kids that were punking
fucking Bruce torches Banner. And everything with these guys.
Yeah, just about, dude. So fucking it so happens that everyone in the city is a S.H.I.E.L.D. representative, I guess, or agent.
Except those punks.
Somehow, yeah, right?
Randomly.
So, very interesting, dude. So, apparently Maria Hill is one of the chicks who comes over, and she wants to do a straight-up checkup on Bruce Banner. Of course, as she shows up, she goes back outside. Fucking Bruce Banner has fucking ice cream all over his face because he doesn't even know how to eat anymore. Poor fucking guy.
Poor guy.
And his fucking whole head is like fucking... He's got a giant scar on the back of his head. He's got a giant fucking patch. Like, just bad. So the alarms go off in the city. They look up in the sky. And this is why I loved this fucking comic, dude. Now, they know something's coming down. She's like, fuck. How the hell did they find you, Bruce? How? And he's eating his ice cream. She's like, damn it. He's like, ooh, that's a bad word, you... We don't have time for this, Bruce. Please tell me you recognize me. And he just gives her a stupid look.
He's like, oh, God, then.
And she's like, fuck. And this is why I loved it. I feel bad, too. But, like, very great comic. Then those big boys were right, Bobby. You are a baby. No. Yes, you are. You're just a stupid baby with your little toy airplane. Throws it on the ground. No, my airplane. You're stupid. You're ugly. And everyone just pretends to like you, but they don't. They're all baking. I want my earplane. You shouldn't do that to my earplane. And then he gets upset. He gets pissed off. He hulks the fuck out. And he's like, you shouldn't have did. And right when he hulks out, it's Abomination that fucking got launched and lands right on the fucking back of fucking Hulk's head. And it's just them scrapping. And they honestly, it's a one-sided fight because Bruce, well, not even Bruce, fucking Hulk is getting his ass fucking kicked, literally. He's getting some good hits in, but he's getting smoked straight up, dude. So the city is getting caught on fire, but these two Goliaths are just fucking... are just scrapping it out, duking it out, dude. It ends with fucking, with Maria Hill fucking getting cornered by some bastards who we don't know who they are yet. Mm-hmm. Now, there's several questions. Who the fuck shot the Hulk? Who shot Bruce
Banner?
Now.
How'd they get past the whole fucking...
Shield? Although now they're incorporating that, the Hydra.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a bunch of agents, and even on the Shield, the Agents of Shield show, yeah, they're introducing, like, There's dissension problems in the ranks for sure. So that's cool. They're integrating that, I think, in my opinion, with the comics and even the show now. So again, who did it? Had to have been somebody Hydra, or even somebody we don't even know yet. I liked it because
I loved it.
Okay, thank you. Loved it is a great word. This is my book of the week, dude. It's Mark Waid. Fucking is a writer for this. Mark Bagley or Bagley Bagley, I believe, is the artist. Not the best art, but good enough to hold up.
I thought it was all right.
And yeah, okay.
I mean, it was good. I liked it. It wasn't great.
I loved it. But again, it's with the writing and even the art, it was book of the week for me. Nice. And again, I loved it more so because they fucking hate his guts. Let's fucking send him to another fucking planet. He destroys everything. We can't have Hulk on our Earth. And then they only fucking use him when they fucking need him.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. But they're taking care of him right now.
They are. But at the same time, like, again, that's why I loved it, the fact that she had to really go harsh on him.
Oh, to piss him off.
And it was, like, sad. It was just great reading, you know?
She could have just broke his finger or something.
She could have done that too, dude. But she took it a little too far, maybe.
Yeah, I think there was some little bit of personal shit in that and him yelling at him like that.
So now, if he ever does remember her, he's going to be like, oh, you're the bitch that called me stupid and ugly.
Hulk smashed that ass.
All right, so that was Book of the Week. Pick it up, guys. I love it. Mark Waid again. I read a lot of fucking books. I picked up Futures End number 0 from Free Comic Book Day. Rocket Raccoon was good. Wolverine number 5 I picked up. I'm gonna drop as well. Silver Surfer I'm dropping. Fucking pretty Deadly Class actually was great, dude. I've read too much, dude. A lot. But great reads, and that's all I got.
That's what we do, homie. So that's the end. We're gonna go any quick shout outs before we end the show. Nerdbong.com.
Yes.
Check out for articles, reviews, great guys.
Yes, they always have sick ass reviews and different content, dude.
Yeah, I really enjoy the Baked English.
Check out the website, nerdbong.com, and then check out the podcast, guys. It's going to be the Baked English podcast, the Untitled Movie Podcast, Three Bods. I'm sorry, no, not Three Bods.
No.
Better than Three Bods is the Bat Chat. Bat Chat is fucking dope.
And, Bat Chat, yes.
And Splendiferous Stories for Slumber is coming out soon. So, and you guys can find us there. You guys can find us at the comic syndicate.podbean.com. The comicsyndicate.podbean.com /mobile for a quick mobile site. iTunes, Stitcher, hit us up. Geeky Awards. Let them know you're listening to us, guys.
Geeky Awards. Come on, guys. Nerdness, you guys are crazy. I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. Listen to
Travis,
them. Travis Fear. And Hesh Podcast, Jacob Medina. So we love you guys.
If we forget anybody, we're sorry. We'll put you on the next show.
And
go ahead, bro.
I guess still shout out to the Nerd Nest boys, dude. They just said they got cards made.
Oh, nice.
And we've had our cards. We passed them out at WonderCon Galore. I still have a fat stack left over. Actually, maybe about 50 left over. Steve, I'll hook up with you this week, dude. And I'll... they said if they... He said he didn't want to hit me up to be like, hey, dude, if I send you our cards, would you mind handing them out?
Mm.
And he's even mentions, like, you know, even if you guys have cards, you know, we'll hand them out as well. So, I'm totally down to do that, fucking Steve and Carl, dude. We dig your guys' podcast anyway, so just get your guys' word out there. And again, it's not like we ever... And then they're always fucking cool on their podcast. They don't say, like, it's true. It's not ever, like, let's scratch, you know, because you give us a shout-out, we'll give you a shout.
Yeah.
You know, we sincerely listen to the show, and we love it. So, yeah, dude, I'll hook up with you, dude. We'll send you cards and do the same with your guys' cards, and that's it, dude.
Cool, man. All right, see you guys...
Geeky Awards, hit us up.
Next week.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys. We missed you guys. It's good to be live with my homie Adam back again.
Peace.
Peace out.